It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. For just a moment, let's peek out the window of 79 Wistful Vista with Fibber and Molly.
Uh-oh, there goes Doc Gamble again. Out to get his foot in the door before the stork arrives.
Seems to me that old bird's been keeping him pretty busy lately.
It sure has, Molly. And he's not the only one that bird's been keeping busy.
You mean Dr. Gamble's got competition?
No, it's just that new babies keep prudential agents busy, too. People don't...
Did you say prudential agents?
Sure, agents of the Prudential Insurance Company.
Of America?
You said it. People don't realize it, but such things as a new baby, a new or a bigger house, or a better job, all tend to affect the protection your life insurance was designed to give. That's why it's a swell idea to have your Prudential man check over your life insurance set up with you every so often, just to make sure it's up to date with any changes in your home.
Well, what if it isn't, dearie?
In that case, your Prudential agent will be glad to show you how you can adjust your family protection program so that it does the job you want it to do. Make a date with your Prudential agent tomorrow. I know it's one date you'll never regret keeping.
Were you around last Sunday afternoon when Mr. McGee brought that box of old phonograph records down out of the attic? Well, he and Mrs. McGee and their friends had a ball. And listen to what happened.
My goodness. So you're actually going to be a guest star on the radio this afternoon with your record collection.
Yep. Marty Daugherty's Platter Party, Wimp, over WVIS. Molly's down at the beauty shop now getting her hair fixed. Hand me my shirt there, will you?
My goodness, this is exciting.
What happened was, Marty was in Doc Gamble's office yesterday getting a checkup, and he happened to see that old Bluebird record I gave Doc, that Goodbye Ma, Goodbye Pa, Goodbye Mule with Your Old Hee-Haw. And he said to Doc, he says...
Oh, my goodness, do you have that one?
Gave it to Doc.
Oh, that used to be one of my very favorites. It had such a danceable tempo. Ah, those gay, mad, carefree times we kids used to have down at Schnitzelhoff's Beer Garden.
Yeah. Well, Marty says to Doc,
he says... Oh, remember that part right at the end where the mule says, hee-haw, and the rooster crows, and then the saxophone sort of brays like a donkey? We had a fellow in our crowd who used to sit down at the table and cry like a baby. It diluted his beer something terrible, and then
Hey, look, do you want to hear what Marty said?
Oh, of course. Excuse me.
Well, when he saw that record on Doc's desk, he flipped. Does this fellow have any more of these, Doc, he says. And Doc says, lots of them. The next thing I know, the phone rings, and I'm invited to guest star on the show this afternoon. Hand me that tie there, will you?
My goodness, isn't this exciting?
Thanks.
I'll tune in. I wouldn't miss it for anything. Aren't you excited, Mr. McGee? Nervous?
What's to get excited about? You forget, Wimp. This kind of stuff is nothing new to me. When a guy's got a background in showbiz like I got...
Showbiz?
Well, that's what all us old hoofers like me and old Fred Nittany, the guy that I and him had us a vaudeville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois, and vaudeville together called it, showbiz. Ah, we had a million laughs in them days. A million laughs.
Well, if I'd been invited to be on radio like this...
Ah, nothing to be nervous about. Why should I be nervous? Now, if you'll excuse me, Wimp, I gotta run down to the beauty shop and bring Molly home. She's gonna help me get together my showbiz clippings and pick out the records that tie in with my old vaudeville career. That's what we're going to talk about on the radio, me and Marty.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
So if you'll hand me my hat, I'll walk you to the door. Thanks. Well, there we are. All set. Can I give you a lift anywhere?
Well, yes, but...
But what?
Well, it's rather cold out today.
Hmm?
Don't you think you'd better put your pants on first?
Hmm? Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I thought I...
Oh, I'm not nervous, he says.
Well, that's showbiz for you.
Yes.
A million laughs.
Old cool and cool.
I want to get all these records in sort of order, Molly, like I used them in my act.
Sure. Here's Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie. You'll want that one, won't you?
You betcha. That was our opening number, Tootsie. Gee, Fred was great in that. Ah, good old Fred. He sure was a swell guy. Did I ever tell you about the time Fred...
Probably. I don't think there's a story about you and good old Fred that I haven't heard. What's the matter?
I'm looking for my specialty number. Can't find my specialty number.
Wasn't this it? Dardanella?
Oh, no. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Good. Boy, we used to kill him with this one. The curtain would open on a dim stage, see? And there was Fred, sitting in a dingy little room, tired, dejected, ready to throw in the towel on life itself. And then I walked on, and his face lit up like neon when I sang this song.
What is it?
Daddy, you've been a mother to me. You see, I'd come on wearing a pair of king-sized Dr. Dentons, and
ooh.
I'd... Well, we got laughs with that number, big laughs. You should have heard the audience howl when Fred stood up at the finish and I fell off his lap and... Wonder why it was I was always the one that took the falls. You know, I never thought of that before. But he never took the pie in the puss either. How do you figure that?
I guess you were just lucky. See, what about this record? Paul Whiteman playing 3 o'clock in the morning. I always liked that one. Listen. You and Fred used to play that one on your mandolins, remember?
Yeah. You know, it just dawned on me. That dear old friend of mine, good old Fred Nittany, you know something? He was a rat.
Oh, now, McGee.
Don't you worry. I'm not going to say anything about it on the air today.
But right now, let's get back to sorting these records and things. You go on the air in an hour, and even though your heart is breaking, remember the tradition of the theater.
What's that?
No play, no pay.
No play, no pay.
Marty Darty pays $10 to his guest stars, you know. And you go on in an hour and with all the things you got to do.
There's more fun with the McGee shortly.
How much difference can a shampoo make in the appearance of your hair? You'll find out after your first sudsing with Dial shampoo. Because this new shampoo gives your hair that diamond sparkle look. A bright, shiny look you'll love. And with Dial shampoo, you get loads of creamy, rich, lanolated lather, too. It leaves every strand of your hair ever so soft, ever so easy to manage, even right after shampooing. Once you try new Dial shampoo, you'll know how true this little song is.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Look for Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle at your favorite store.
McGee, Mr. Daugherty just called again. Don't you think we better get going?
Yeah, I'll be down in a minute, kiddo. Did you put all the records aside so I can slip them in my briefcase?
Yes.
You didn't forget. I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate.
No, it's in the stack here.
Good. How about my scrapbook? The one with the reviews of the good old vaudeville act that Fred Nittany and I used to do.
I've got 6 of those. Which one do you want to take?
The leather one with my name engraved on it. You know, the one that's got each page sealed in celluloid? The one with the good reviews?
Oh, yes, the thin one.
That's it. I'll be ready to go in a minute.
What are you doing up there anyhow?
I'm changing my clothes. I decided to change into proper clothes for the interview. Hey, what about my Indian clubs? I better take them, too.
Indian clubs? Oh, for
you know my Indian clubs. The red, white, and blue ones that I used to juggle in the finale while the band played the Stars and Stripes Forever, sitting on top of Fred's shoulders while he rode the unicycle. You seen them?
I think they're in
the... Never will forget the night old Fred got sore at me and buttered them Indian clubs. And I went on in the finale and nearly killed the oboe player. Where'd you say they are?
In the hall closet.
Oh. Well, I'll just tell about them on the interview. I'm all set, kiddo. Ready to fracture them. If you'll give me all those old vaudeville programs and hand me the...
McGee.
Huh?
You are not leaving this house wearing those baggy pants and those big yellow shoes.
Why, gee whiz, Molly, this was my costume. This is the way we...
You heard me. And take off that silly fright wig and that putty nose. Heavenly days, this is just a radio interview.
Yeah, I know, but
if you leave looking like that, we'll never even get there. We'll probably be arrested on the way over.
Okay. I was just going to show this stuff to Marty. He was in vaudeville himself years ago, and he'll probably get a big kick out of it.
Well, bring it along if you must, but put it in a box or something and hurry up. It's 2:45.
2:45? My gosh, we better scram. Here, you take the stuff out of the car. The unicycle, my funny hats, and the two boxes of jokes. Hurry up, I'll change clothes and bring my clippings and records, and my gosh, time sure does fly. And here we are, Molly. It's down this hall here, Studio B. You got everything?
As much as I can carry, yes. Did you have to bring along your baby pictures? It's only a half-hour show.
Well, I just wanted to be safe. Never know what Marty Daugherty might ask me. In here. Follow me. And be real quiet now. See that sign? On the air. Shh.
Into the deep.
Yep. This is the place. There's Marty over there at the turntable. Oh, hi, Marty.
Oh, hi, folks.
Hello, Mr. Daugherty. I hope we're not late.
Shh, Molly. Keep your voice down.
That's okay, McGee. As long as the record's playing, we can talk in a normal tone over here. Just when it stops that... excuse me, there's my cue. Get ready, you're on next.
Yeah, okay. Gee, I hope I haven't forgotten anything. Now, let's check everything off quickly, Molly, while there's still time.
Okay.
Scrapbook?
Check.
Old makeup kit?
Check.
Box of jokes?
Check. Shh, we're on.
And that was Les Howard and the Stargazers with Blue Smoke. And now, folks, that surprise I promised you. Here in my studio is our guest for this afternoon. A man who's brought us something I know you're gonna love.
Ready, dearie?
He has with him here in the studio a terrific collection of fabulous old records. A real armload of nostalgia that'll take us right back to the flapper days. So, with a vodeo-do and a boop-boop-a-doop, here he is, Fibber McGee.
Oh, my gosh.
What is it? What's the matter? What are you looking for?
I forgot the record.
Oh, no. Oh, if this isn't...
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Announcing the dawn of a new motoring age. Introducing Nash for 1955. With new styling, new power, plus 7 new features every car must someday have.
Nash for 55. With styling inspired by the famous Nash Healey. One of the world's 10 most beautiful cars.
Nash for 55. With a new double-strength single-unit body. Life-saving girders of steel to protect you and your family. Nash for 55. With a new 208-horsepower Jetfire V8 engine. A new Scenoramic wraparound windshield. Widest of any car. A brand new deep coil ride. Smoothest, softest ride you've ever known.
Nash for 55. With airliner reclining seats. Twin travel beds. All-season air conditioning.
Now come with Nash into a new motoring age. Thrill test the 55 Nash Ambassador and Statesman at your Nash dealers now.
Who was that on the phone, kiddo?
Mr. Wimple. He heard the program this afternoon.
Oh, any comment?
Well, he just loved those recipes I discussed with Marty Daugherty while we were waiting for you to get back with your records. Say, what took you so long, anyhow?
Got stuck in traffic. But at least I got back to the studio in time to say goodnight to Marty's listeners.
Yeah, barely.
Did it real well, too, I thought.
Want to try it again?
Huh? Oh, sure. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple. Jack Moyles played the part of Marty Daugherty. This is John Wald reminding you to be with us again Sunday night for another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.